This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Live and Learn on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Sumitra Selvaraj. Are your friends people who you have lots in common with, or are they from a completely different worldview? Is it possible for people from diverse backgrounds to come together and find that they have more similarities than they ever thought possible? These are some questions that Project Common Ground hopes to answer as it brings together refugee children living in Malaysia and local international school students to learn about each other's lives and experiences. Joining me in the studio today are two participants from Project Common Ground, Javed Hussain and Adam Najwan Muhammad Daud Chua, as well as Wong Chen Lee from Suka Society, which is a registered NGO that was set up to protect the best interests of all children. Chen, Javed and Adam, welcome to BFM.
Thank you for having us.
You are most welcome. Chen, perhaps you can start us off by letting me know, how is Suka Society connected to Project Common Ground?
So Project Common Ground is a project initiated by Suka Society. So it is modeled after a quite a long-running program that we've been running since 2011. Mm-hmm. So the smaller scale program is actually a 2 days, one night camp mm-hmm. between refugee and Malaysian youth. We are constantly looking at ways to reduce the gap and also foster understanding between two different communities, because we realize that there may be questions that they have about each other, but you can't address them unless you know that person personally.
Okay, so where do you find the participants then for Project Common Ground?
So there are one of the ways that we actually look at finding participants is by looking at the communities themselves.
Okay.
So for this year, we are focusing on unaccompanied or separated refugee children and Malaysian youth. Mm. So they age between 15 to 18. Mm-hmm. And we select them based on their interest in filmmaking, because that's our collaborative effort this year. And basically just the community that we work with mm-hmm. and we think will benefit from these peace-building activities.
Okay. So, Javed, you're a part of Project Common Ground. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself and what you do here in Malaysia?
First, I'm 16 years old and I go to school mm-hmm. here and I don't do a lot.
Okay. Yeah. And where are you from? Where is your family from?
I'm from Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm. Adam, how did you become involved in Project Common Ground?
I come involved with Project Common Ground is by my teacher.
Okay.
My teacher say, do you want to get involved on this? Mm-hmm. Then I straight away say, yeah, it's time, because it's for me to... I'm curious to get new, to find new things and find new friends.
Mm. So, Chen, you mentioned that the Project Common Ground brings together unaccompanied and separated refugee children in Malaysia with, of course, international school students, right?
Yep.
So, at this point, I want to learn a little bit more about what exactly unaccompanied and separated children in Malaysia are. Who are they? How do they get here?
Right. So, I think a lot of people are very familiar with the term refugees. Many are unfamiliar with UASC, the short term of it. So it's unaccompanied and separated refugee children. Mm. So what it means is that they came to Malaysia alone. So imagine traveling without your parents to a foreign country and your legal status are not guaranteed. So Malaysia, they do not recognize refugees. They don't really have a legal status in Malaysia. Therefore, they are under a lot of scrutiny mm-hmm. and they are also always at risk in terms of being abused, exploited, and you know, even if somebody came along and you know decided to take them out of Malaysia, nobody would know about that, because they are quite an invisible community here, and a lot of people do not know about them, because a lot of people assume that if you see a child in the street, you assume that they come with their parents. Mm. But a lot of the UASC are here alone and they travel with an agent or with a long-distance relatives who will leave them to fend for themselves after that.
Why have they left their families, Chen?
There are many reasons why. It could be because of civil wars. It could be human rights violations. Mm-hmm. It could also be, for example, forced marriage, where they only have money to actually send one of them away.
Right.
Yeah, there are many reasons. And the core of it is that they are no longer safe in their own home country.
Javed, can I ask you why you are here from Afghanistan?
Well, basically, it's really complicated. Okay, yeah. I was in Afghanistan with my family together, but something unfortunate, I want to say, unfortunate happened to us, so we got separated. So I was in danger in Afghanistan. I couldn't stay there. If I had to stay, I could, anything could happen to me. But somehow, thanks to my family, my parents, they helped me, supported me, and told me to go somewhere safe.
Okay.
So yeah, that's how I had to run away from my home country.
And can I ask how you got to Malaysia?
Well, there's basically we have there's an agent who helps us get somewhere safe. So yeah, by the help of the agent.
And once you got here, who looked after you?
I was alone, basically, really scared, worried, and thanks to Soka Society, which helped me find a shelter, helped me find a foster family, helped me with food and everything, sent me to school, and just the help of Soka Society.
Yeah. Excellent. Okay. Chen, you mentioned earlier on that the legal status of unaccompanied and separated children is very much in question here in Malaysia. And I can imagine then that there is a possibility of perhaps raids by immigration officials.
Yep, definitely.
So despite the danger, why proceed with Project Common Ground?
Well, if you there are three options for the UASC when it comes to living in Malaysia, right? The best case scenario is that everything in their country settles and they are safe to go home and they get to reunite with their family. The second one is if a third country decided to take them on, so they are being resettled to a third country. But more often than not, the third options come into play where they are stuck in a limbo in Malaysia, meaning they have to live among the locals here. So in order to help them to integrate and also have a better quality of life, it is really important that the locals know about them and to understand why they are here. Because both sides have very legit fears, right? For the UASC, it's always about, you know, will the Malaysians report me, deport me? Will they actually not like me? Will they look at me very differently because I'm a refugee? Am I just a squatter here in Malaysia? Whereas for the Malaysians, they have worries about why are they here? Are they here to take our jobs? Are they here to take the resources away from our own people? You know, are they dangerous? I do not know anything about them. So having Project Common Ground as part of our peace building program is very important for Soka Society because we are trying to get both sides to come together and find common grounds with each other.
So then let's talk about Project Common Ground itself, right? Javed and Adam, perhaps the both of you can go through the various components of Project Common Ground. I believe there have been four so far, right? The first one was Melting Pot. Adam, what was that all about?
Melting Pot was something for us to get to know each other.
Okay.
And we meet each other just to know our interests. And it gives a lot of like, activities to do with each other that, for example, we must talk anything we want to them, even though they don't know the interests or something. But it's something for us to get a little bit bond with each other. That's the important part for that activity itself.
And I understand Melting Pot was very much centered around food because we all like food. Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah.
Do you remember any of the activities that happened, Javed, in Melting Pot?
Yeah, we met Pandan what?
Oh, we cook.
We cook.
Okay, so what did you cook?
We cook chicken curry.
Okay.
Together and then
we cook pandan agar-agar.
Yeah, we cooked our Afghani food. Its name is kabuli pulao, and we also made some kheer. Kheer, which is like a custard.
And pandan agar-agar, is that something that you had ever tasted before?
I saw it here and there, but not really.
Okay. Did you like the way it tasted?
Yeah. First time is kind of strange, but yeah, I liked it.
Now, was this Melting Pot activity your first experience of Afghan food, Adam?
Yeah, and I forgot, you forgot to mention mantu.
Yeah, mantu.
What is mantu?
Mantu is in Malaysia, is dumplings.
Yeah, okay,
But for them, it's like their own kind of dumplings.
And how is it different from our kind of pao or mantau?
Our dumplings is like they deep fried with no sauce or something. It's just dry. But for theirs, mantu, they have sauce. They have like much more
like
rich flavor.
Yogurt, like yogurt sauce. And it has dal inside, which is it's not cooked, but it's boiled.
All right. The next activity was called On the Same Team. Adam, what happened here?
Our school, my my fellow classmates and the refugees, we went to our school to do some sport. And the sports were like, for example, we do some dodgeball, bench ball, some also...
I'm not familiar with the term bench ball. What is bench ball?
Oh, bench ball is when a person... There's two teams, it's normal. And one person need to stand on a stool and for another team. And same goes to that.
Okay.
Like so, basketball, something like basketball, right?
No, yeah. It's something like basketball, you must pass to the person standing on the stool to win a point.
Okay, all right. Sounds slightly complicated. Sounds like something I would not be very good at.
Have you heard of captain ball?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
So that's their term for that.
Okay, I got it. Okay, so you guys played bench ball and you played dodgeball. Had you ever played dodgeball before, Javed?
I saw it a lot in movies, but this was my first time and it was really fun, yeah.
Okay. What other sports did you play?
That was the main sport. But other things would be like some team building games, such as like as a team divided by like five groups. We need to taste some different kinds of flavor. Like, for example, we need to, there's a sweet, and as a team, we must like...
rate it between 1 to 6.
Yeah, rate it to 1 to 6, yes. Yeah. Like 6 is the highest, will be the sweetest, and 1 will be like the lowest, which is not sweet.
And they're not supposed to taste each other's bottle. So they have to trust each other's... gauge for it.
And then there was something called Camp Common Ground. Javed, were you a part of Camp Common Ground?
Yeah, I was. I was.
Tell me about it. What happened there?
Basically, we were together for 3 days and 2 nights. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really beautiful place. And we had a lot of activities together. Mm-hmm. But the main one was paintball. Yeah, it was really fun. And yeah, it was really fun, yeah, the camp.
And I know that there was one more called Thinking Cap. Adam, what is Thinking Cap all about?
We have divided to 3 groups between the locals and the refugees. We need to make a film, a short film, to show to the public. Our goal is to show that we are the same, we share the same interests, even though we have different backgrounds, but our goal is still the same, which is our future.
That's very well put. Yep.
So this is the collaboration effort aspect of it in Project Common Ground, where they work on a short film together under the mentorship of people who work in the film industry. And the theme that they are looking into is actually, what are the similarities that you share as young people living in Malaysia?
So let me ask you both that question then. Javed and Adam, you've spent about a month together. How are the both of you similar?
We play the same games.
We play quite the same sports. We talk about the same sports.
Okay.
Football.
Yeah, and football.
Things like school, things like... Or when we hang out as friends, everything is technically what we do is technically the same as them. We hang out, they hang out with friends, we hang out with friends. We play game, they play game too. So it's really not that really different.
Let me ask you this. Do you think it's necessary for everybody to like the same things in order to get along?
Not really. Everyone has their own perspectives. Yeah, so no.
Okay. What about you, Adam? Do you feel that it would be, the world would be a better place if everybody liked the same things?
No, it'd be very boring if it's the same thing. If you have different things, different interests, would be different types of new things you will learn. So it's something very interesting, in my opinion, if you have different interests for each individual.
Okay. Javed, what's been your favourite part about Project Common Ground so far?
My favourite one was basically the last session where we shared our problems, the struggles we go through. It took us a little moment, a spare moment, and we all feel like we all know each other our whole time. Then we talk between each other, and now it feels like I know Adam his whole life, and we've just been together for 1 month.
Yeah. It actually took about 1 hour.
So 1 hour,
this
yeah.
This is a session, a wrap-up session in Camp Common Ground, where we open up the time for them to share their stories. Even though they've been through about three programs together, but not everybody are ready to share their stories. So before we close the camp, we open up that time for them to share about what they want the others to know about them. So we actually allocated about 20 minutes for it, but turned out that a lot of people took some time to warm up, and eventually we took about 1 hour plus. It was a really eye-opening session because we can hear from the Malaysians' side as well their own struggles. You know, we assume that just because they are Malaysians, they do not have a problem, but they do have. And I think the refugees also appreciate that they do share similar struggles together.
So, Chen, what is then the end game for Project Common Ground? I know there's a film festival that you hope to be able to put together with all of the short films that are being made, but really, what is the end game?
Well, we really want to promote peace here, you know, because as mentioned much earlier, that everybody has their own perception about another community. And we can understand that, right? But Project Common Ground is beyond these 18 participants that we have selected for year 2009. It is about helping Malaysians and the other communities out there to go out and make uncommon friendships like what they did. And just like what other projects that Suka Society has always put out, we are always open for people to adopt the module that we have developed. So even like for schools, establishments, or even other NGOs, if they would want to use Project Common Ground as a starting point in getting communities together and getting to know each other and to find common grounds and embrace those differences, that's the end game for us.
Excellent. Okay. Well, I wish the both of you all the very best of luck in getting your short film together.
Thank you.
Chen, all the very best in getting Project Common Ground off to a successful end.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to hearing all about the film festival as well. I've been speaking to Javed Hussain and Adam Najwan Muhammad Daud Shah from Project Common Ground, as well as Wong Chen Lee from Suka Society, about building borderless friendships and how Project Common Ground is giving unaccompanied and separated refugee children in Malaysia an opportunity to spread their wings. If you missed any part of this interview or any previous Live and Learn segments, you can download the podcasts on our BFM app or on Spotify. You've been listening to Live and Learn on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.